Good morning, everyone. Today is Friday morning, early morning. And I hope you've had a good week this week. I know it's been a testing week for me. I'm not going to go into all the details. But it has been a test. And I didn't pass the test many parts of the week. I flunked the test. But God always passes the test. Jesus never fails. I'm glad that we have a faithful high priest, an advocate, a mediator we can go to. He says, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I'm glad that we have that avenue that we can go to with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Without it, we would be doomed, would we not? Well, redundancy sometimes is the best teacher. Looking back in history, we see events unfold, and the greatest story in history is the greatest story ever told. It is not just a novel. No, the story is true. How God sent his son to die to redeem his chosen few. Praise and thanksgiving we give to the son who in the courts of heaven with the three in one made provision for this sinner. Through his blood the work is done. The plan was determined between the Trinity, and this great story in history would be a certainty. God would redeem his people, a ransom he would pay. Christ would be slain on Calvary in history on that day. You see, Scripture tells us that he was slain in eternity before the world began. It was predetermined. Yes, it was his master plan. Well, I'm going to read this poem Satisfied and conclude this devotional this morning. Satisfaction comes from knowing that within my heart and mind there's an inner peace of glowing, and in Christ I can find a refuge for the soul when life is tough to take. Christ tells us in his word, I will never thee forsake. Oh, the joy and peace it gives me when I rest in what he said, believing that he is living, having raised up from the dead. Christ, the King of glory, is seated on his royal throne, and he intercedes for me when in my spirit I can only groan. Lord, show mercy to this floundering heart once more, I pray, so at sunrise, noon, or evening I may in thy presence stay. May your grace so envelop everything I say and do that the world will have no question that I am your child too. Let the tribulations I go through be a witness of your grace, and may my enemies not overtake me. Let their curses be erased. May your power, love, and purpose be demonstrated in my life, and may I find satisfaction in the midst of all this strife. And when I draw my last breath and am taken home to be with you, may my passing over be of satisfaction too. I'll be satisfied in knowing, even though it's been a test, that I'm now transcending into your perfect rest. May the good Lord be with you today and throughout the weekend. God bless.